Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and a gentleman who my first encounter with was I showed up at an event at the Shea Theater in Turner's Falls, which,
right,
full disclosure, I am the president of the board of, and there's a gentleman pouring delicious cider. I was told by the people that were running the theater that night that he was there early. He was acting as sort of like front of house manager before even our regular people got there, and donated all of this cider to the event that we were doing at the Shea, and is going to continue to do that with us. So all of that shameless plugging out of the way. His name is Pete Mitchell from Headwater Cider. You know that I am a wine snob, and you're going to court me into the world of cider snobbery with not just cider, but cheese.
Two wonderful local cheeses, both from Chase Hill and Grace Hill, also CISA members and local hero farmers. Yes, I am going to twist your arm here and get you to taste cider as it should be tasted.
Uh-huh.
Because cider is a wine. The only difference between cider and wine is the fruit. We use the same techniques as winemakers, the same methods as winemakers. Only difference is we use apples, they use grape.
So what kind of apples are in this cider from Headwater Cider that we're drinking right now?
The nose coming from there is the Macintosh. Portland's adding the body. The tannins in there are coming from a French apple called Medal d'Or. When I got the orchard in 2005, there were three varieties growing there. Now I've got over 40.
Wow. Where is this orchard that you bought?
Oh, it's in beautiful downtown Holly.
Nice.
Which is on top of Berkshire East ski area.
Now, did you come from an apple-growing background?
I was born up the road at Cooley Dickinson and raised in Amherst. I'm a faculty brat. I started paddling slalom kayak, so that led me to Deerfield River back in the 80s and 90s. In the 90s, I heard about this thing called Franklin County Cider Days.
Yeah.
Wonderful place. Tasted some amazing ciders. Absolutely sweet ones, tart ones, dry ones, sparkling ones, still ones, and said, I got to make some of this stuff. Went to the supermarket, bought a plastic gallon jug of sweet cider, threw an airlock in it. It did ferment. It was horrible. I mean, so it is all about the apple. You need fresh pressed sweet juice. You need the right varieties. And the best way to get those are to grow them yourself.
And so that's what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Did 2005, after learning a little bit about growing apples from UMass, I heard that Apex Orchard, wonderful orchard up in Shelburne, was selling their small satellite orchard in Holly. Came up and visited in February. Freezing cold, nasty wind, but I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
20 acres of trees, beautiful M7 rootstock. It would take every penny I had and could borrow, but I knew I'd kick myself in the butt for the rest of my life if I didn't do it.
So it's like a fulfillment of a dream.
Oh, definitely.
And now I am a wine snob, but I like beer okay.
Right.
But I do really love cider. I think cider is delicious, and I like this cider in particular. It's very dry. I can taste the tannins.
Kind of like a Pinot Grigio.
I can feel the tannins. I think it's actually more elegant than a Pinot Grigio. I like to say Pinot Grigio is the most ignoble of all popular grapes. It almost never does anything for me personally.
Why has cheese been paired with wine, Monty?
I think, you know, certain cheeses pair better with different types of wines.
Right.
They're two amazing foods. There's a natural symbiosis with them. Cheese is just in and of itself.
Mm. Oh, it's great stuff.
It's one of the only things that can get me to stop drinking wine for a moment. Cheese.
People think about eating apples and cheese.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But haven't taken it to the next step of having, you know, ciders and cheese.
And, you know, there are some really good cheese makers in the area, as well as cider makers. And the nice thing about the cider community out here, especially the ones who grow their own apples and ferment their own apples, is that it is a community.
We are becoming a mecca of cider in the world.
Oh, yeah, you've got Bear Swamp right down there in Asheville. You've got, of course, the Granddaddy's West County over there in Coleraine. You've also got Bear Meadow. You've got Hilltop out in the Berkshires, and you got the new cider is Wheelview Farm up there. And the nice thing is it's a lot like Paris at the turn of the century. When you had all those artists and painters coming together in one location, sure, they're all painting, but they're all painting in such a different style.
Yeah.
So there's no competition and support.
What I think is amazing from a fermented beverage perspective is that France has Calvados, which is essentially, it's a cider. It's or an apple-based wine. Why isn't there an American Calvados movement? Like there is an American champagne movement. They call, you know, they're making all these sparkling wines in California that are delicious. It's like a mini champagne. We are American Calvados. You want to go into the American Calvados business with me?
I sure do. Sure do.
They'll sell it overseas.
There you go.
Dominate the market.
So where can I find this? If I
Oh, Phil, thanks for asking.
I want to be able to.
Shea Theater.
Yeah, the Shea Theater.
On
the 25th, we'll be pouring there.
When Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars will be there?
All proceeds from the sales of cider go to benefit the Shea to get that new sound system up and running for them.
Shameless plug. Love it. Thank you.
And here in Northampton, Provisions by the Bottle. Occasionally, Dirty Truth has it on tap. Stopped off where I got this great cheese at River Valley Co-op, so I dropped off a bottle there too this morning on the way in.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that when you bought this satellite orchard from Apex that you basically had to risk everything to do this. Are you doing this full-time and working the dream here?
No, unfortunately, I still have to have a part-time job to get the healthcare going.
Mm.
I work for the Mass DEP, Department of Environmental Protection. I catch fish and bugs and take water samples and tell you how healthy the streams and rivers are. Again, going back to the Deerfield River and Deerfield Valley.
Yeah, Headwater Cider, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's where I got the name. Hopefully, I can quit that job soon and do this full time.
When American Calvados kicks
American up. Calvados, that's it.
Pete Mitchell from Headwater Cider and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, who this Monday are going to benefit from an event happening at Meatierra.
Cool Hero Restaurant. They're also the folks that make incredibly fresh corn tortillas using local corn. And they, once a month on a Monday night, celebrate a local nonprofit. And generously, when people come and eat there, they donate the food proceeds to that nonprofit.
Bill Corn from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.